Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We are looking at each other face to face.
Guys, if you guys didn't know, spoiler alert, the last many episodes you guys have heard of us speaking, we are always FaceTiming. We are not in person together. I think some people don't know that.
Wow. I guess if you don't follow us on social media, you wouldn't know, because we post stuff like pretty frequently on our stories. Like,
yeah, but I think some people don't know because it sounds like we're in the same room. It does. I like to think.
No, it definitely does, because we have the same recording equipment.
So. Yeah, so we're coming to you guys live from New York City. It's Saturday Night Live.
It's Sunday night.
Gals on the Go live.
We are recording this. We're getting a little delirious. We had a full day.
Big day.
You just arrived. Flew in this morning.
I just arrived to the state of New York from Tampa, Florida. Brooke trained in from Long Island. And we are here for the next few days in New York with Kenzie Elizabeth, Morgan Yates, and Keaton Milburn. A little Vlogmas trip, if you will.
It is. We have a full schedule. These girls are all V type A.
We're V psycho. We literally have hours planned out. Tomorrow is completely planned out. We have no free time tomorrow.
That stresses me out.
We have some time to change for dinner, I think.
Oh, well, thank God. I don't even know what I'm going to wear out during the day. I pack.
You always stress about what to wear. Brooke's out here planning her spin outfit for tomorrow. And I'm like,
because I like to set out my outfit for the morning at least, because I want to sleep in as much as possible. I want to be in bed until the last possible second, you know?
Guys, I'm so excited. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, Brooke used to hate spin.
I did.
I'm talking a year or two ago when we went to Music Midtown together. We were in Atlanta. I remember specifically I woke up so early so I could go to SoulCycle, and I had to sneak around, and I was so sad because I wanted her to come with me, but she hates it spin. And now we're gonna go early tomorrow morning together
it will be fun. It will be an interesting experience. I've never spun with you, so
I know it's gonna be a good time. And Kenzie's gonna come with us too. It'll be great. Tomorrow's gonna be a big day. We're going to SoulCycle, Dry Bar, the whole nine yards. Wow, that's so basic.
We're gonna have a really extra day.
Yeah, so definitely follow us on social media. But I'm just so excited. So we're all staying at a hotel together, and the three of them are in a room, and Brooke and I are somehow
got I don't know how
together.
This happened.
It's dangerous.
It is dangerous. They were we're us three in a room. They gave us little gifts, and they I saw that Keaton posted a picture. I was like, oh my God, that means it's me and Danielle.
Oh no, God forbid. So it's good. It works out, because I was stressed about us having to record. We didn't want to have to kick them out of the room,
because we would have had to be hey guys, we're gonna what I don't even know what
we go
do.
Record in the hallway.
Oh my gosh, and then we'd be kicked out of the hotel.
That'd so be crazy. Yeah, it's so crazy. We met so many of you guys today just walking around. It makes me so happy.
It was really cool. Gals on the Go. I feel like we're just known together now. That's how it is.
No, it was so weird. That girl came up to you, she's Brooke, and then she looked over, she goes, and Danielle, Brooke and Danielle. Yes. And I was I love that for us.
It was really cute.
We're a duo. It's so fun.
It was a duo. So plans for this week. Oh, today we saw the Rockettes.
Oh my God. That was Brooke's first time seeing the Christmas Spectacular Radio City Music Hall.
That's the full name for it, right? I wouldn't be oh, I saw the Rockettes, or can I refer to
No, you can say the Rockettes.
That?
Yeah. I was just being dramatic. No, it's definitely just the Rockettes.
It is.
But okay. It's the Rockettes Christmas Spectacular.
Do they only perform in Christmas time?
Yes. But I thought you were going to say in other places, because they came to Tampa when I was younger, and that's the first time I saw them. Yeah, it was so special.
Wow.
Maybe they have a traveling one throughout.
Yeah, they must. Because, how do they do that all?
Well, because I know with, Broadway shows,
they have some road editions.
Well, it's they're either on the road or they're on Broadway.
That makes
sense. Well, actually, no, it's not true, because Hamilton. I don't know. Forgive me. I don't know.
No, that actually does make some sense.
Well, because I know that, when we did, Legally Blonde at my high school for, a musical, we did it because it wasn't on Broadway currently. You're only allowed to do it.
I know that. Yes.
You didn't know. Oh, yeah, because we're theater kids.
Yes.
So I don't really know how that works.
Yeah, because when we used to do plays, we did, Music Man and, shows that were, on Broadway back in, the 70s or whatever
it is. Yes. But it was a really good show. Brooke and I were just cracking up. Brooke and I can now drink together. It's really funny. So we were just
It is. It was fun.
Prosecco during the show, and just
we did. We got Prosecco at Din. Got Prosecco at the show. You got to stick to one beverage.
We almost tried the Naughty Santa drink. What was that?
I didn't see what type of alcohol was in it, but I did see that there was a candy cane in it.
I like that, but if it was peppermint, I wasn't really into that.
I feel as though a candy cane might funk up the taste a little bit.
Funk it up.
Taylor King just tried to FaceTime me. Sorry, girl. We are doing very important business meetings.
I know. She came with us last year. Or she came with me last year. You didn't come last year. I forgot.
I know. What was I doing?
I don't know. I don't know.
Was I like just on Long Island? Oh, I might have still been at school.
Yes, it was still during school. It wasn't this late in December. You were still at school and like, yeah, it was
just didn't work out. Yeah. Interesting. Well, anyways, it's lovely to be here now. We're staying right off of Times Square, but we're in a really good spot because we walked to the show tonight.
Yeah, all the like festivity stuff is in Midtown, so it just makes like sense, I feel like.
And then Midtown's obviously in Midtown, so if we're going up or down, like it's, you know.
No, duh.
Oh my gosh, New York just makes sense.
I love New York. Just like landing, I always listen to like Empire State of Mind or like New York, New York, Frank Sinatra. Like, just
you love it. You have like
There's something magic about it. Brooke said magic so many times tonight. I loved it. We were like sitting at the marquee. She's like, it's so magical.
It was. It was very much so like, it just gets you in the Christmas spirit. I was telling Danielle, we're not really big Broadway people. Like, I did theater and stuff growing up, but my family is never like the type of, like, let's go see a show. Like, we just aren't those type of people. However, I have a special place in my heart for Rockettes now. That was really fun. And I would highly recommend to anybody to go.
Yeah, it's good if you're like in the city and you want to get in the holiday spirit. Like, it really, like, they do it all. They show the Nutcracker, they do a little nativity scene. The dancers are obviously amazing. Like,
they are amazing. They did some really cool, like, trippy tricks.
Yeah, it's crazy. Also, we didn't address the fact Brooke and I are both in our individual beds right now in the hotel room because we got cold all of a sudden, and so we both got in our beds, and the mics are long enough, like the wires, so we're both just sitting in our beds like looking forward and like looking
we're barely looking at each other right now. But I'm so cozy. Like, if you said goodnight right now and turned off the lights, like, I would go to bed. So
if you said goodnight right now,
say goodnight,
dude. Hotel beds are actually the comfiest. Like, don't fight me on it.
They are. I sleep like an angel, except that we were just saying that it might be kind of loud because the car's outside. However, I could sleep through it. Can you sleep through it?
Yeah, it's like relaxing. If I'm in New York City,
it's relaxing.
Like, if I'm in Athens, Georgia, and if I'm like, oh my God. But if I'm in New York, like, that's just part of it, I feel like.
Yeah, the hustle.
The hustle and bustle of the center.
Grind. Yeah. Tomorrow will be interesting because it will be a Monday again. I think tonight was really busy out and about because it's a Sunday, but who knows, tomorrow what the vibe will be on a Monday. But we have a full day, full next few days. We're getting to see some of our YouTube friends. Congratulations to Michelle Reed.
Yes, she just got engaged, guys. We're about to see her too.
I know, one of our YouTube friends. This is wild. We're old.
We're getting the old. Like, our friends are getting engaged and I'm like, that's so crazy. I'm so happy for her. They've been together for a while.
Yeah, they have been. It's so funny because I tweeted something about this, how you like follow people and you think you know everything about your about their life. And like, to some extent you do, especially with our social media friends, because I know some of the backstories to like people's relationships. Or like, I was literally asking Kenzie about her friends from school today. I was like, are you still friends with like this girl and this? Because I feel like we know. I don't know. Social media is cool like that.
It is cool. And we like kind of talk, like we obviously talk with them personally.
But not every single day.
But no, not every single day. So it's like really interesting. Like, we all were like, wow, none of us have seen each other in so long. But like, it doesn't feel like it's been like
not
that.
Not at all.
I feel like I was just with Kenzie. But Kenzie and I realized Brooke and I both haven't seen Kenzie since like January.
That's
in person.
So crazy.
But I feel like that's not true, but it is true.
It is true.
So it's crazy.
But I think that's the cool. Well, YouTube, obviously, you see their full personality. But I think even with Instagram and even Instagram stories, like just like the instantness of things.
And like Twitter and just like saying what's on your Snapchat.
I would say it's very easy to keep up with people.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Long distance friendship, what?
I know. Oh, I just think it's so cool. Like, it's just, we were like sitting there at dinner tonight. I'm like, wow, these are like almost some of my really good friends, and we all do what we love, and it's just so cool. And like, when you guys come up to us, I'm sure I was like, wow, like if someone watched all our videos, that's so crazy, because we're all sitting at a table together, you know? Like, I just love that we all can like hang out and be YouTubers all together. It's so fun.
It is really cool too, because when you really think about how different all of our backgrounds are, like Keaton's literally from Texas, now goes to school in Arizona. Like, I would never have crossed paths with her like in my life ever,
because
I'm like Northeast and then Georgia, like, you know, and Florida, Georgia, like
we're all from different places. It's crazy.
I
think Keaton was born in Louisiana.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I just found this out tonight because we were walking past like a big Jumbotron or whatever in Times Square was for Joe Burrow, the quarterback of LSU. And I was like, boo, because like we just lost to LSU. And she was like, oh my God, I love him. And I was like, that's really random. She's like, well, I'm from Louisiana. I was like, LA. I didn't know she was from Louisiana.
Wow.
Words. So yeah, you always learn something new, but we've had so much fun and it's not that cold out, which is awesome.
I know people are commenting like prayers for you guys because it's cold because we wore like tights in this pic. Well, you should go check out our Instagrams because we posted the cute pics.
Yes, definitely.
But this one, people are commenting like, oh my God, aren't you guys cold? And honestly, I was walking around with my jacket open. I was comfortable.
Yeah, no, it was like, I love when you're like warm in the cold where you have your layers yep. perfectly set out mm-hmm. that you can feel that it's cold out, but you yourself are warm.
Yeah, it's definitely nice. You got to always be over-prepared, I think. Danielle brought her gloves. I did not.
I did. Yeah, I didn't bring them out tonight. Morgan brought them out tonight. She didn't even need them. Keaton gets cold really easily, so she was wearing leggings under her pants.
I know. She looks so cute. They're so trendy. I need, like, Keaton to, like, style me and do my makeup, I think, every day of my life.
Like, it's so hard to be trendy in the winter. Like, I just brought a ton of turtlenecks, like...
Turtlenecks and jeans.
Turtlenecks, booties. Jeans, some boots. Yeah, literally. Maybe it's, like, an Athens thing. Maybe we're, like...
Athens definitely has an interesting style, but
or like an East Coast thing.
But the winter in Athens lasts for like a month. That's the thing. You know, you're wearing like the sweaters and stuff, and then by February it's starting to warm up again. You're like, okay.
Guys, it's Danielle. I want to talk to you guys briefly about one of our awesome sponsors, BioClarity. BioClarity is a clean and green skincare brand that has products that just work, honestly. Their routines were made to help keep your skin looking young, healthy, and fresh using only natural and gentle ingredients. I love BioClarity so much because it makes my skin feel so soft and glowy, which is always a plus. Clean skincare doesn't necessarily mean more expensive, especially BioClarity strives to create affordable options that are healthier for your skin and the environment. They have two different routines. There's either the clear skin routine or the essentials routine. I absolutely love them. And their products are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, non-toxic, paraben-free. The list goes on. So you can get healthier, more radiant skin by going to bioclarity.com. And right now, for our listeners, you can save 15% off everything on their website. That's an incredible deal. But you need to enter our code GALSONTHEGO at checkout. So go to bioclarity.com and get 15% off everything on their website and use my code GALSONTHEGO at checkout. God, my chin's really breaking out. I'm sad.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just sharing with you guys.
Isn't this interesting, guys? Danielle and I both forgot face wash.
Yeah, I'm really mad about that. We have makeup wipes. Well, you know, we also are here with three other influencers. I am sure they have face wash. I just thought of this.
I know we can go.
I wonder if they're all still awake. No, they're all in LA time, so yeah, they probably are. I don't know.
That's actually true. They're all from the West Coast and we're the only two East Coast. It's so crazy because like this trip was literally like a joke of a trip for me and you guys all like flew in. I'm like, wait, it cost me $12 to get here. It was a train. Yeah.
$12, really?
Yeah, that's how much it costs. Yeah, the train from
I thought it was like really Long expensive. Island. Like $70 or something.
Oh, no, I was talking about the train from Long Island. The Amtrak's are more.
I'm thinking of Boston, Amtrak.
But I drove down. Amtrak. I did drive down. We'll talk about that more.
That makes sense.
Highlights and lowlights, I guess. So.
Oh, guys, before we get into that, we just released more merch, as you guys might have known, around Black Friday. And Brooke and I just got ours in the mail. Well, actually, Brooke didn't get them yet.
It's waiting for me in Boston, but I like skirted out. I'm a mess. Yeah.
But we got, so we came out with the black Don't Text hoodie. Brooke and I, she has that. That, oh, guys, we're obsessed. Gosh.
The material is definitely thicker than the white one. So if you're looking for something a little more
thicker for the
cozy for the winter. Yeah. Thicker for the winter.
It's like this really cool material. I got mine in XL. Did you get yours in XL? It's so cute. I'm obsessed with it. It is so comfy. And then we also just came out with a pink hoodie that's embroidered on the corner that says Gal on the Go. And I love it. If you get an XL, that material or that style, it looks like literally like a sweatshirt dress. So also really cute. And then Champion joggers that are so comfy that say Gal on the Go on the side.
A brand.
So check out shop.podcast1.com/gals.
Yeah. Everything else to the pop sockets I know are...
Oh yeah. Everything is still there.
Popular... Good holiday gifts. I don't know if they're going to arrive in time for Christmas. I think you guys probably should have already ordered, but it's okay. You still order and have them in your life.
Some New Year's gifts.
They are good New Year's gifts.
They are. They're excellent. And they're just so comfortable. And I mean, if you guys watch our vlogs or see our, like, Brooke and I genuinely wear the stuff.
Oh,
so.
I was wearing the don't tie. Oh, Danielle and I were both wearing our don't text when we showed up today.
Yeah, she was wearing the black one. I was wearing the white one. My boyfriend loves his don't text hoodie. Like, all of my friends love theirs now. I just got a ton for my friends at home. Like, don't text is a movement.
It is a movement. Let's get it going. #trend it.
Hashtag trend it, baby.
So yeah, always send us your pictures in the merch too. You guys do a really good job with that. You're good about that.
Guys, can we talk about how Brooke got a McDonald's ad and everyone commented like, you're so good about fast food.
I know. Well, I am really good about my McDonald's chicken selects order. I literally ordered it like to take pictures with it. And then I was like, great. Like, I got dinner. Like, ate it. Yeah.
That is so nice. Funny. That's hype, though.
I frequently order McDonald's late night.
You're a bit, you're good about McDonald's.
I am.
Like, that was like a really good brand deal.
Like,
for
on, brand,
very, on
brand.
Very on brand. On brand.
And Grubhub, like, delivery. Like, you don't have to leave your house.
No, I love Grubhub. That is so hype.
Yeah. Any food delivery. I mean, if you're going to make my life easy and bring it to me and I don't have to leave my apartment, like, damn. Okay.
That is so nice. No, I mean, like, why would you complain?
Nobody's complaining.
Nobody's complaining. Guys, we're getting delirious already. All right, should we get into our highlights and lowlights?
Yeah, let's pop in.
Let's do it.
Highlights and
lowlights. Yeah, so we'll start with the negatives. I guess I just had... It's not even like one specific thing. I just felt like life wasn't going right this week. I had a little bit of a rough week on the personal front. Nothing really work related. Actually, Vlogmas is going swell. Everything online is going great. But you know when sometimes all of the personal crap kind of hits your life at once and you're like, damn, I have to deal with all this. And instead of dealing with it, I just packed up my life and went home. So
and did the Twitter fingers.
I had a lot of Twitter fingers.
I was like, holy crap. And I was like, half of the time I was in Germany and I was like,
you were.
I was like, Brooke, dude, Twitter fingers, what is going on?
Like, Danielle would hit me up like 6 hours later, like, oh, just now seeing you Twitter fingers.
Yeah, because it was so off. And I was like, oh my God, who hurt you? Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm sure we can make assumptions of my life. I have this problem. Like, I can't not do it.
No, I know. It's just so funny.
Why am I like that?
I don't know, but it cracked me up. Like, yeah. When you did those polls. I was like, that is the most sad.
I was so triggered.
Like,
okay,
I voted
because
on it.
I have this very deep... let's talk about it. I have a theory that not all guys, but some guys who are insecure with themselves... are even more like that insecurity is heightened around girls that have either a really strong personality or are successful.
100%.
And I think like we fit under that category. I would argue that Danielle and I do, at least. Like, I mean, I know I do on the personality front. Like, I have a big personality. Like, I might scare off people from that.
Yeah.
But then I would argue that for our age,
it's weird that
we are not more successful, but like we just live a different lifestyle than most people our own
we're
age.
We're more I don't know the word, but you
there's
guys know
no word for it, but you know, it's different. We live a different life.
Very independent, like financially yes. independent, which is very weird for like our age, which is so awesome. And I think you're right. Men are intimidated by that.
And I just have experienced this a lot recently where I think that guys are intimidated by it and they get insecure and it really just rubs me the wrong way because I'm like,
no fair. Like,
yeah, but I think it all stems from insecurities within them. I don't think there's anything wrong with you and I don't think there's anything wrong. And then it makes me not want to like, not show off things, but like then I feel guilty inside. I'm like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't be like doing nice things for myself. I'm like, what? What is wrong with me?
Yeah.
Like, no, sis. Like, no, we're not doing that.
No, I know. I think we talked about before, like, when you just, like, feel like you're too much.
Exactly.
And it's the worst feeling ever. Like, you feel like you have to tone it down just to, like, make other people feel better. Which there are circumstances where it is appropriate to, like...
I would agree with that.
Not be super flashy or not be super all out or not talk about everything you're excited about. But there are times where you should, like, hype yourself up a little bit.
Yeah.
Gas yourself up. My mom the other day said something like, thanks for gassing me up. She's like, I feel like that's something Brooke would say.
I love your mom. She called me the other day. Michelle
Dude,
called
Brooke
me.
Brooke texted me that day. She's like, I'm on the phone with your mom. 10 minutes later, I'm still on the phone with your mom. I'm like, what?
Yeah, she called me. Michelle is a sweet angel. She called me out of the blue and was like, I just wanted to let you know I listened to your pod episode with your mom. So great. And like, she just kept going off about how inspiring it was. And I was like, dude, you are inspiring to me.
Aww.
Like, your mom is such, she reminds me to like stay grounded. And she was talking all about like being humble and like, it was
she's
just so,
so
it was so
mom,
great.
Mom, I know you're listening.
I
hey,
love
girl,
her.
What's up?
Hi, Michelle. So anyways, yeah, I do have this theory that I think some guys are like that. So that was like a whole separate Twitter thing. But yeah, I just had some personal things going on and like rumors and whatnot. And rumors. I don't even know. People are so childish. Like, can we grow up? When you hit a certain age and you're graduating, I'm like screaming.
Grow up, world. Grow up, New York City.
Yeah, grow up. But seriously, some people need that message put through their head. Like, I don't understand why so many people spend so much of their time caring so heavily about others' personal lives. Like, move on. I don't get it. Like,
dude, you're telling me.
Yeah.
It's like, just do you, buddy, girl.
I know. For the time that you would invest, and this is all like personal life stuff. I'm not even talking about like online stuff. Like, this is literally just people that I'm just like, I hear things about myself from other people, and I'm like, who told you this? Like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
Like, get busy with your own life. So anyways.
Get busy.
So then I packed up all my stuff and decided I had to drive home anyways because my car was due for a service. And then I just drove back from Boston to Long Island. But my plan makes no sense now because I'm going back to Boston after.
Oh, yeah. Now it's all wonky. But, you know, at the time, that was what was best for you. And you needed to go home. And it's, you know, sometimes you just got to, like, do stuff like that for yourself.
I feel like you do stuff like that, too. Like, you're good about
self-care. Oh, every now and then I'm like, all right, peace out. Like, got
to. Or just book a trip. Not, like, out here, like, booking trips. But you're like, I need to, like, you know, see a family member. Like, I need to, like, you know what you need.
Yeah. We're very, like, self-aware. Like, it's very important to, like, listen to your body, listen to your mind, and be like, okay, like, what would be the most beneficial for me right now? Like, what would make me feel better? Like,
I literally just was like, I just want to be with, like, my mom and, like, lay in my bed at home.
Oh, a vibe. I think that's fair. I think that's really fair. And, like, you were able to do that. And I think
it was nice just for 2 days. And it was really what I needed. And that was enough. But I'm going to go back for the holidays. That was just, like, a random occurrence. And I'm really thankful that, you know, my job is flexible now that I can afford to do things like that. But I know people like the Vlogmases when I'm at home anyways. So.
I know. I love when you're home. I love when you go get your Starbucks and then you go look at the water and sit by the water.
I did that.
I know. I saw it. Made me so happy.
Coming in the vlog like tomorrow.
When I visited Brooke, I was like, take me to the water. I want to do what you do. It was funny.
It's such a thing.
It is such a thing.
So, but I'm all better now. So just so we know, I don't want
to. Yeah, you're all refreshed now. You needed that little boost.
Yeah, it was just a boost. You know what you need. Listen to your heart. Listen to your heart.
The way you just said that was so interesting.
I don't know. I had like if I would have podcasted earlier this week, I was like crying. I was happy.
I love crying.
I was mad. I was all
over.
I was mad. I was confused.
Emotions.
This episode is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. You probably know Cash App is the easiest and fastest way to send money to your friends, but Cash App does way more than that. Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, a free debit card that comes with Boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at the places you already love. You can get discounts off your entire purchases at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and more. Literally credit card style perks packed in a free debit card. Cash App is also the easiest way to try and grow your money with their new investing feature. Unlike investing tools that force you to buy entire shares of stock, Cash App lets you instantly invest as little or as much as you want. This way, you can still own a piece of any stock with just $1. Brokerage services are provided by Cash App Investing, a subsidiary of Square and member SIPC. We're also excited to be working with Cash App to support one of our favorite organizations, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. When you sign up for Cash App and use the promo code GOGALSGO, one word, not only will you receive $10, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, an amazing organization whose vision to grant the wish of every child diagnosed with a critical illness. I have a tie to Make-A-Wish because someone wished to hang out with me for the day and it was the coolest thing ever. And I think it's awesome that Make-A-Wish made this happen. So I love that. Remember to use the promo code GOGALSGO when you download Cash App from the App Store today.
So let's hear about your little. I feel like you have a whole host of. You need to talk about Germany and like the whole gang. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't posted the vlog from that yet either. Yeah. So last week I had the amazing opportunity to go to Germany with Sephora Collection. It was so, so much fun. I'm part of Troop 2020. Seriously.
Troop. Why do they call it that? What is it?
It's like we're a group, like a troop.
Oh, okay.
Like we're a squad. Like we're the faces of Sephora Collection for the next year.
Ah,
I know. And it's so cool. And it's like with a ton of people that I already knew and some people that I didn't know. And we all became friends really well. And there was like a photo shoot. We went to Munich, Germany. We got to go see the Christmas markets. Like, it was seriously so much fun. It was in the middle of finals. I literally took a final in Munich, Germany. My voice was completely gone, hence why I haven't been on the podcast much recently, which was so it was really hard. And like, I never adjusted to the time zone. Then I came back and I had to take a final. And then I was in Athens for a day. And then I drove home 8 hours alone. And then I am here in New York City now. So it's been a lot, and I don't want to make that like a low light, but this week in particular, like even my parents see me all the time and know what I do. They literally like, this is a big gal on the go week for you. And I was like,
yeah,
no, like my body hates me. Like after this trip, I'm literally going to be home until January 5th.
That's so nice. That's a long time for you.
It is. And it's just
what
like,
is that 3 weeks?
Yeah. And it'll be good because I've been in lots of, I know it sounds like dramatic, but I've been in lots of cold weather, and I feel like when I'm home, like I'll like thaw out and like my sickness will finally go away. I mean, I'm feeling the best I have. I was like worried. Like last week, I was in a hotel room alone and I was coughing so bad. I was like, Brooke will hate me. Like whoever I'm rooming with in New York. But it's like barely like there. I just cough every now and then. Okay. So. But that's not my low light. Germany was really fun. I'm so thankful to be on the troop. Like
on
so much
troop,
fun.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. Like troop. Have you never heard this word?
I've heard of troop, but I've heard of more like a like Girl Scouts, like troop 851.
Yeah, I think that's their point. Like, okay. Making it like fun. I don't really know.
No, I love it. It seems like everybody who's a part is super cool. I know some of the girls.
Yeah, super cool. All the
I'm proud of you.
We tried.
Very proud of you. That's always been like a dream Thanks. Of yours. I feel like doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I like doing ambassador trip stuff like that, and like it's like it for a year. And this Fora team is just so cool, and I'm obsessed with them. And Margo's on the team or on the troop, whatever. I met this really cool girl named Julia Havens. Me and Ellie Thuman became really close. She is so funny. Shout out to Ellie. Like, I did not know how similar her and I had a sense of humor, like dangerous. And so many other people I met on the trip, like Eris and Leah and Melanie. I mean, everyone was so cool. But anyways, my low light, I am just terrible at goodbyes. I've never been good at them. I need to start just doing Irish goodbyes where you just don't say goodbye.
Oh, you have to. Wait, you haven't done that? Started doing that yet?
No. Well, some of my friends at college I have, because I like thought I'd see them after I came back from Germany.
Like, oh, I'll see you. And then like you just never see them.
And then I got back and they were all gone. So I was like, I'll see you. But with Ryan, it's so hard. It's like I'm just so bad at saying goodbye. I was like, I've always been bad at saying goodbyes. Especially when like it's like a romantic partner or whatever.
I
so it's just like sucked because like the holidays especially, like, you know, it's like feelsy and
it is
cutesy and like it'd be
and that's
nice
probably
to
hard
around.
For you because it really like a break from college is a long time, and like you know that you're gonna be, you know, doing things with your home friends, you know he'll be doing things with his home friends, so it's kind of like you know that you're both gonna be running in your own different circles and you don't really know not that you think that he's up to anything, but I'm sure that it's
you're both busy. We had a very 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 good conversation like the night before I left, and like I feel really really secure obviously in a relationship, and like I'm so happy, and he just texted me like let's FaceTime, but the only thing is it's hard because we don't really text a lot. Like we Snapchat every day and like we keep each other up to date, but we don't like, we're not like that type of couple that's talking all the time. So I know when I say goodbye to him, it's like more of like a, like we don't see each other as much obviously, and so like we just FaceTime every couple days and talk for a really long time, which is honestly I prefer that because we're both busy doing our own thing, but you know it's just like holidays, and so it was hard and I cried and it just sucked because it was not like I had a flight to catch. I just had to like start driving home. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I don't have to leave right now, but like I should. And so I just like kept hugging him and like leaving and then coming back. And
so sad.
But it's all good. But like it's fine now. And like whatever. Anyways, that was my little light.
And you still have a whole nother like year with him. It's not like you have to start thinking about anything crazy. Like you have so much time.
Yeah,
so,
it's not a big deal. It was just like Christmas is like my favorite time and I wish like he could be around.
Yeah.
But I also knew I was about to come here and then we go home and we're like with our families, and then I think he's gonna come down for New Year's Eve. So that's actually not that bad. That's literally like soon.
Dude, I'm like still trying to plan my New Year's. Like I'm stressed.
I have no
about
plans
it.
If that makes you feel better. None.
I like think I might go to Atlanta. Like I don't know what
I think
do.
You should. I think when you told me that, I think that's your best plan. I think that'd be really fun. You'd be with Mariah and like you'd probably see a ton of people from school.
Yeah, they have like a place and they were like, oh, let me know.
I think
I
it's guaranteed like
yeah.
a good time. I think you should definitely do that.
I'm like torn because then I love having it's great, like I have really good friends in Boston, but I hate being friends with people that aren't good with a set plan.
Finger guns, retweet, It sucks.
And I'm like, hey, let's do something for New Year's. And like, yeah, okay. And I'm like, no. Like, we need to make a plan for
New Year's. Because you're not going to stay around if no one actually ends up doing anything.
And I don't want it to be, and I just know that it's going to be like December 30th. Like, hey, what are we doing tomorrow? Oh, we didn't buy tickets for anything. Oh, I guess we're just not going to do anything. And I really don't feel like.
You would be so angry. I would be so angry.
I would be so sad spending it by myself. Like, I would rather be at home at least with my family or.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere. Yeah. So.
Hopefully that'll get all figured out.
I know. I was looking at flights and stuff because I do want to see like my friends from school.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You got to cherish your friends at school because you don't know where you're all going to end up. I'm telling you, dude.
I know. That's going to be freaky. We're all going to end up everywhere.
You are. But that's the cool thing, though, is that then you have people to visit in different places, which is.
That is very true.
Not that I have done much exploring, but I want to start.
Yeah. Well, you recently have a lot of time, so you'll be able to.
Where should I go?
Where should she go next? Okay. So what's your highlight, Brooke?
My highlight's being here with all my friends. It's really
in New York City.
Yeah, it really is so great being around, like I said, people from different lives and not different lives.
Walks of life.
No, but we're also similar. That's the thing. Like, we are so different in terms of, I don't even know how I would describe that we're different, but we're similar in the sense that we all do YouTube and that we all kind of grew up on YouTube, especially this group. We did all grow up on YouTube.
We did. This group in particular, we definitely all did.
And I just love being around them and everyone's super positive and uplifting and we're all here. Like, this specific group is here to encourage each other. And I don't think that everybody on social media is necessarily here for that reason. I've seen a lot of not that recently, which has been sad.
I know. We've always managed to stay like really good friends, like our whole group, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important too, to make an effort to do all that. So I feel very thankful to be here and at a beautiful hotel and I didn't have to do much planning.
Yeah, Brooke was like Brooke's always on her phone and she was like not on her phone for like 30 minutes and we planned the whole weekend.
It was like boom, done, booked. Okay, dinner.
No, like straight up. Brooke was like, oh, like someone told us we should go to the Plaza for tea. I go, oh, at 3:45 on Tuesday, tea time. Like
I literally didn't even know that. Like, so but funny. It's okay though. I'm kind of down for that. I'm so go with the flow on trips. I'm not like if I have one specific thing I want to see, like sure.
You're so good about that. Like, it's so nice because I love to plan, so it works out well for our friendship because I'll be like, blah, 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 and you'll be like, good with whatever. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, because I feel like...
You're always down for whatever. It's something I need to get better.
Yeah, because you tell me, like, oh, I want to go do something, like, high-key, like, bring your energy up. Like, I can do it. But then if you want to do something low-key, I'm here for that, too. So
yes, I saw that your full potential in Greece. Like, there were times where I was just so tired, and Brooke was probably tired, but, like, she just could still talk to everybody and be social, and I was so impressed by that.
Wow.
Remember, I told you that on the trip. Yeah, like, you can, like, always keep a conversation.
Because at one point I asked you, I was like, are you good? And you were like, yeah, I'm just, like, exhausted, bro. How are you still going? And I was
I need a recharge.
I think that I'm an extrovert in that sense that when I start with people, I'm like, I can keep going. But then, like, 5 days of being an introvert and I'm like, good luck pulling me out of my house. You know what I mean? Once you get into a cycle, I think.
Yeah, you're either all in or all out, I guess.
That's at least me. But I feel like you're generally pretty extroverted, but you do need to charge the bads. Charge the bad batteries.
Yeah, someone recently, my friend's mom, she had just met me for the first time and she had like seen my videos and stuff. And she's a psychologist or a therapist or something. And she like made this like comment about me that I thought was really interesting and really true, actually. Like, I'm very like, I'll talk a lot, but like sometimes I'll just not talk and I'll let like other people talk and just kind of like
listen.
And I don't know, the way she worded it was really interesting. Like, Danielle doesn't always feel like she has to like talk and like be the center of attention.
Yeah.
And I guess she like thought
you would be that way based on your videos. Yeah.
And like she was just like impressed and I don't know. That sounds like really conceited what I'm saying.
No, it is.
But I was like, that's really nice to hear. I mean, like, when I'm with all of you guys, like, I'm probably just talking a lot. But, like, in other settings, like, if it's just, like,
you and your friends chilling, yeah.
I'm actually kind of chill a lot. Like, I'll kind of just, like, be quiet.
There's a very big difference between being social and being loud and having to be the center of attention. Yes.
You're right.
Very big difference.
You're right. I really can't stand people like that. I don't think you or I are like that. I think you and I are really good about being like, oh, sorry, what were you saying? Or
I'll start talking a lot and like venting about my problems. I'm like, but you, I cut you off. Like,
Brooke and I always do this. I'm like, oh, sorry, your problems now. And we're like, no, dude, I'm about to tell you my problems. Just continue with yours.
We just But it's fine in a friendship of two. It's when you start getting into like the larger groups that it's like more confusing.
When
I
people
think.
Have to prove themselves constantly, I'm like, oh my God, this podcast is going all which ways, right?
It is. But I think that there is a I would agree with that because I feel like people probably, even just YouTubers in general, they probably get that rep like, oh, they're so into themselves. Like they have to be the center of attention all the time. And I don't think that's necessarily true.
Yeah, especially like with our YouTube friends in particular, like, Margot is the same way as us. She's super chill, like not like all out there about herself. Ellie, honestly, super, super chill. Like I've just been around a lot of YouTubers lately in the last few weeks. And like our direct friends, I feel like are very like chill about our YouTubes and stuff. Like we're not like, oh my God, look at me. And like people always think that YouTubers are like that, but
they know that. Yeah.
It's just not it.
I mean, you probably have this too. Like you prefer it when your direct friends are like, honestly, I don't watch your videos. I'm like, that's good.
Yeah.
Like,
none of my close friends watch my videos.
I honestly prefer that though, because and they say it, they're like, I know what's going on in your life. Like, I see you once a week. Like, what else do I need? Like, you tell me everything that's important. We text. So I think, and that just shows, like, I'm not over here like, you don't watch my video? You don't care about me? Like, that just shows that we're not the center of. Like,
especially if they don't watch YouTube videos in general.
I would never have that level of expectation on anyone in my life. I mean, I think if you want to watch, like, go ahead, but. That just shows that we're not like self-centered. I think that's more.
Yeah,
like,
we're very like, okay, that's fine. Like, I mean, it's a difference between, but if they don't support what you do and they make
fun of.
I would agree.
Ooh, yeah.
No, I think both of our friends are really, really supportive, which is awesome.
I think you have to have friends that are supportive and they're encouraging. That's the, that's the difference. Encouraging. Yes. Encouraging is the word.
Very encouraging, like hype you up and like get excited, but they're
give
not
you
like,
ideas.
Over here listening to every podcast episode and watching like every video.
Do you have a bunch of stuff lying around the house that you just don't use? You know, the kind of thing like jeans that don't fit or a shirt that's only been worn once. I mean, who doesn't have an old phone hiding in a drawer somewhere? Because I literally have one in my desk drawer. I know it. So let me tell you about an app you can use to sell this stuff. Mercari makes selling the stuff you no longer use super fast and super easy. That's why it's called the selling app. You simply take a few pics, add a description, and boom, your item is listed. Mercari will even email you a shipping label when it sells. Everything ships too, so there are no awkward meetups with strangers. The app has over 500,000 reviews on the App Store with an average 4.8 star rating. So why not give it a try? What are you waiting for? I know you've got stuff you don't use. So sell it, ship it, and get paid with Mercari. You can find Mercari on the App Stores or on Mercari.com. M-E-R-C-A-R-I. Mercari, the selling app.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Do you see the deals on these brands?
Of course you can. This is a podcast.
But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
My highlight is the same. Just being here with like a ton of gals that I really enjoy being around, and it's like our YouTube or our friendship started out from like meeting on YouTube, but like we all just like are genuinely friends. Like when we're sitting at dinner, we're talking about, oh, how's your friend from home, or how's your boyfriend, or how do you guys feel about this. Like we're talking about conspiracy theories. Like we're not even like, we'll talk about some YouTube stuff, but like really not. And it's just so cool to be in New York City with like a ton of my favorite people doing magical Christmas things.
It is.
It's so fun. I love it. And I'm so, so, so thankful for it. And I know Brooke is too. So
I love reunions like this. Like, it's so awesome. I'm so thankful that we get to travel so and cool. like meet up in different cities and like do things. Like, that is so cool. And I think that goes back to the, like, the whole thing of like, I get it. Like, trust me, I get it. Like, other 22-year-olds, at least for my, like, other recent grads, like, don't have the ability to just be like, we're just going to meet up in New York and, like, mess around. Like, so I'm so incredibly grateful for that. And I do recognize that.
Yes, for sure. Should we get into our current favorites?
Yeah.
Woo! All the
lights. Highlights and lowlights.
Pop in. Mine, sorry, I have to reference the phone. I'm like, hey, I totally forgot what it is. Oh my gosh, I'm a beanie girl now.
She is a beanie girl, guys. She runs down to the lobby today in a beanie. I was like, so cute.
Yeah. You know why I like it? Hides the dirty hair.
Oh, I'm here for it.
It's good when your hair's on its last leg, or my hair's like naturally kind of curly. So if I'm just like trying to tame the top of it, because you know, your hair's like this
too. Yes, I know
what
you're talking about.
It's naturally wavy, but sometimes the top gets a little like,
weird.
Yeah, just like doesn't look the best, I guess. I agree. So I like the beanie because it kind of tames it all down. And I specifically really like my talentless cream beanie. It's actually one of those ones that you could flip it two ways and wear it so that like the beanie is bigger in the back. How would you describe that? You know what I mean? Like, it could be taller or shorter. Essentially, that's what I'm saying. So I could wear it.
You could like pull it down more so it's like around your head.
Yes.
Or you could wear it like pop up.
Yes.
Like skater style.
I like it personally pulled down around my head. I think that beanies just go with everything. At first, when I first tried it on, I was like, oh, this isn't my vibe. It's more of like a, not that it is grungy, but I just thought it was my style. And then I started wearing it with sweatshirts and like I wore it with like a jean jacket today and like stuff like that. And I was like, wait, this looks so cool. It makes everything look a little more casual.
Yeah, it adds an element if you like need like a pop in your outfit. Mm-hmm. Like, I brought a neon green one too. I hope I can wear it.
Oh, you did? We should twin.
I know.
That'd be cute.
I know. I feel like my outfits are really poor for this trip, but
same.
Like, it's fine.
We should do some shopping.
I want to do some shopping. My current favorite is a clothing item too. Mine are these, if you have been watching my vlogmas, there's these thigh high black boots from Nasty Gal. They're like platform heel. So comfortable to walk. We walked around the whole city tonight, no problem. They are so flattering. They like fit to your legs. They're like stretchy material. They're like sock boots, but like knee high mm-hmm. sock boots and or thigh high, whatever the term is. And they're from Nasty Gal and they're freaking awesome. I always go to Nasty Gal when I'm trying to find some inexpensive booties. So just check out Nasty Gal as a whole. They're awesome. So shout out to those guys. They're really cute.
You guys, they are wildly flattering. Like, Danielle, they really are.
I
said it today immediately when Danielle put them on.
Yeah, they were cute.
So those are our favorite things. That's what's going on. We're not going to say a goal because I think we're just trying to relax and calm down this week.
Yeah, I don't want to make goals this week other than getting Vlogmas up. That's my goal.
I know, but it's Christmas break. Well, holiday break for you.
Winter break.
From school. So I think it's time we all just take a break. But we'll be back. We want to do an episode for 2020.
Yes, we have to talk about New Year's, our goals, everything in between. I think that'll be great.
I can't believe it's been a year since it's been 2019.
Dude, I remember like New Year's Eve like it was yesterday, like from last year, like just that whole time of year. Like, I feel like it was just last year's.
Isn't it crazy how much it changes in a year?
Dude, I get the chills. I actually, the other day, I watched my goals for 2019 video because I wanted to see what I accomplished. It was very interesting. I accomplished a lot of it. It was funny. One of them was like, to be more vulnerable about around guys.
Wow.
And then like right after that I met Ryan. Not me more vulnerable, just like be more accepting, because usually I was very just like
closed
boys,
off
gross,
yeah.
That was one. Another was to worry less. I don't know if I did that great. It was just really interesting.
I need to do the more vulnerable around people. I'm so bad. I like don't let people in, and that's why I think
you do.
I'd let people in as friends, but like then it's so hard for me to like let people in a deeper level. I don't know. I mean, yeah. I do it, but like it takes a lot for me.
What is it? It's scary. That's why.
It is scary. I think for people like us too that have this big personality, like loud personality, you'd expect it to come more easily for us, but it doesn't.
I think it goes back to that intimidating factor. And this is not us trying to sound conceited. It's
no.
just like, it is true. Like, I don't know. When I've met, like, I hate like... when I would like meet guys and my friends would be like, she does YouTube. I'm like, why'd you just say that? Now it's awkward.
It throws off the whole vibe.
Then it's like, oh, like, stay away. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's, I never want to be too much, like what you said. And it's scary when you're still like meeting people and in the phase of still getting to know people, like letting it show that you're too much. But at the same time, I'm like, take me as I am. Cause like, I'm not changing.
That's the thing. Like, and we're not too much. We just worry that we are, if that makes sense.
And I think that it's more of a reflection of the other people, whether it be friends or relationships, if they can't handle it.
They need to be comfortable and confident.
Yeah. And that's cool. If I'm not your person, that's cool. But like, unfortunately, I'm not going to like lessen myself or change because.
I love that. It's true. Like, there's someone out there that's going to accept you for you. And it sucks sometimes because you want to be able to just like stoop down to whatever level they're at. So you can like find this temporary, like beloved, like loving and belonging. But at the end of the day, like, you do not want to be with someone that doesn't like respect you for who you are. You shouldn't have to change yourself. Like, it's so true. Like, I know people say it all the time, but it's kind of crazy.
I've actually seen a lot of people in Gals on the Go Facebook group, like engagements or serious relationships, talk about how like you guys, like the relationship before this, like I was literally treated like garbage.
Oh, I saw one recently about that.
Or not even treated like garbage, but more like more so like he didn't try, like he didn't hang out with me. And now I'm in a relationship where he would, you know, do anything. He proves his love for me every day. And it like does give me hope. Aww. And it reminds me that
it is out there.
I shouldn't have to settle. Yeah.
No settling here. You're Brooke Michio, honey boo.
No.
They ain't no settling around here. You just be doing you. And the rest will fall
into
place.
We're not lessening ourselves. Okay, ladies. So 2020, we're going in strong, confident, and knowing that if they aren't our people, then they can leave.
They are canceled. They
the
can
door
leave the
is
chat.
Over there.
The door is over there.
I'm pointing.
I am so nervous that I'm going to get spooks in this hotel room because we know I always see random men in white shirts in hotel rooms with Brooke. It's weird. That was really random and specific. People will understand that if they've heard that episode.
Yeah, I know. She does. Danielle, like, wait, will make me turn on the lights. Well, that one time you were. Oh
yeah, that was like a weird period. I don't think that'll happen tonight, but maybe I'll just pretend just to like,
hopefully
be funny.
We're going to be so tired. I think that we're going to sleep through the night.
Yes, I could agree.
Danielle traveled across the country. Well, coast. Like, I guess bottom to top.
My God. Hey, guys. If you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen my recent post with these Girl Boss black big sunglasses that everyone was asking where they're from. They are Privé Revaux. Founded by Jamie Foxx, Ashley Benson, and Haley Steinfeld, they bring the ultimate in style and quality at an affordable price with high-end designer look and feel. They have over hundreds of styles starting at just $29.95. They have sunglasses, anti-blue light, and readers, and the price point allows you to perhaps buy more than one, which I love. They always have free shipping on all orders. They're very luxury at a fair price. UVA, UVB protection. Comes with a free case. I just love them. They're the perfect gifts to give or keep for yourself. Honestly, I have like 3 or 4 pairs of Privé Revaux sunglasses now, and I just love them. So you guys should totally check them out for yourselves. You can shop prframes.com and enjoy 15% off your first purchase using the following promo code GALSONTHEGO15, and go get you some. So we'll get into the main meat of this episode. I don't even think we addressed it, but you guys would have seen the title. We're going to be talking about gifts and wish lists and fun items like that because I don't know about you. I'm not one to early Christmas shop. Christmas shopping is around now for me.
No.
Like, I mean, as long as nothing's sold out, like, I love Christmas shopping the week before Christmas because the mall is so fun and happy and it's stressful, but I also just don't have time before that. And yeah.
Quite frankly, who does? Like, who starts actually shopping, you know?
People start early. Like, my aunt shopped 2 months ago.
No.
I don't know. Some people just, like, do that. But I want to shop for Christmas gifts when it's, like, Christmas season because it's, like, more fun.
I feel like this is, like, the week. Actually, I read a fun fact on my TV. You know, they have, like, those TV channels with music. Do you ever listen to those? That's, like, what my family listens to. We're weird.
Oh, yeah, at home. Oh, my God, yeah. With the blue.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking
about. It's, like,
about.
Music choice or something.
Yes. Oh, my God, that brings me back.
Okay, well, we listened to the Christmas station, and it said a fun fact on the bottom. It was, like, fun fact, the busiest shopping day of 2018 was not Black Friday. What do you think it was?
December 23rd.
No, it's like Saturday, December 21st, because it was like a Saturday.
Okay.
So like everyone was probably flocking to the mall.
Yeah, that'll be me this weekend. Yeah, that's definitely, I could relate to that.
And honestly, we're almost at the point that if you even rush ship things, they're not going to arrive in time, which sucks.
Unless it's Amazon. That's it. We just ordered our Christmas cards. Like, we're so behind. I mean, they're coming on Wednesday, but still.
We still have a few days.
Yeah. Christmas shopping is so much fun, though. And it's weird because it's crazy. Like, I really feel like an adult. Like, now I'm getting more excited to, like, shop for other people. Whereas when I was a kid, I'd get so excited to get the toys and, like, whatever. My family's actually doing a pretty, like, low-key Christmas this year. Like, a lot of my families, instead of giving gifts, they're donating to either, like, there's this thing called Metropolitan Ministries in Tampa, which helps the homeless.
I love that.
Or this thing in Illinois. Like, my grandparents are doing that. And so they're like, we're not giving any gifts. Like, we're going to be donating. But my immediate family still wants to give gifts to each other. So we're,
I love that. Yeah, we always do gifts for each other.
Yeah.
We actually are downsizing, too. We used to do, because I'm half Jewish, half Catholic, technically. We used to do, my mom would do 8 smaller gifts for Hanukkah.
I was going to ask if you're doing that.
Yeah, she overdid it. It was too much. And this year she said, this is the first year in all of my growing up, she's like, we're just doing 1 gift for Hanukkah, which is how it should be. She would like stress herself out so much and be like, I'm getting, you know, all these little, and they were like, not that they were like super small things because they still were really nice, but you know, it would be like a coffee table book or like
fuzzy socks,
a water bottle. Exactly. Stuff like that. But now we're
so
not.
So funny. Both of our families are downsizing this
year.
We're getting old.
That's what happens, I think, as you get older. Because it's like, it is literally, I hate to say it, like the magic of when you're younger, though.
Yeah, no, totally. And it just like makes sense. And like, I mean, I told my parents, like, we're at this point where if like there's something we really, really want, like I'd rather buy it for myself.
I feel that.
It just like feels uncomfortable. So there was like little things my parents asked me. And I was like, oh, like I really want like a cocktail shaker. Just like, I feel so adult.
I love that. I asked like my parents for wine glasses, actually.
Yeah. Stuff like that is really fun. But Brooke and I both have some lists of things that would either be like if you're making your Christmas wish list or if you're shopping for some friends or just like random little gift ideas. Just let's just like talk about things.
Yeah. We also, before I go any further, I know we both have done gift videos on our YouTube channels.
Yeah.
So those are going to be more in depth. This is, I personally pulled up my wish list here, even though like I hate to be like, I didn't ask for anything. Like, okay. When you say I didn't ask for anything for Christmas, like does your mom text you and say, what do you want for Christmas? And you give her a list or no? Like there's no list exchanged there.
This is a really good question because I've been like, oh, I didn't want anything. But then like if your parents ask. So this year I like literally like did not, like in the past I've literally like, I'll expose myself. Like I've texted them like, hey, like I really want this for Christmas.
Yeah.
This year I didn't do that. And then actually today my parents were dropping me off at the airport and because they were like going Christmas shopping the day after and they were like, hey, like text us if you like want anything. Like you haven't said anything. And I was like, okay, well, if you're going to ask, I mean, like I can't. So then I made like a list of like 4 things and sent it to them. So okay.
Cause my parents give me like, they're like, no, like you, there's no option. Like you have to give us things. And especially for, I have like, we do an aunt and the way we do our like Secret Santa is like the aunt and uncle spend $100 on you. So they're like, you need a $100 gift from the aunt and uncle. Like that's non-negotiable. Like it's not even coming from us.
Okay.
So there are certain things that I need to give them. Like it's not an option for me to be like, whatever. Like it's like, okay, then you're getting $100 cash. Like, no.
Oh, they to, like want to like buy you a gift.
You have to give. Yes. You have to.
Random. No, yeah. It's interesting, like, seeing how other, like, families do it. And we're just being really open with you guys. Like, please don't, like, attack us. This is just, like, how our families do it. Everyone's families do it differently.
Very different.
We're really thankful.
Very different.
I think both of our families kind of go all out. Like, in the past, like,
oh, 100%.
We both have families that like to do gifts, and, like, that's awesome. And, like, we're really thankful for that, but that's not, like, how it needs to be.
It's not how it needs to be
but
either.
We're just, like, kind of telling you guys, like, how
I think,
we
yeah, that was a good point, Danielle.
Do it. I don't know. I feel like we just need to make that point. But like if people have seen our videos in the past, they know. But like I also feel bad because Freddie like doesn't make his own money at all. And I'm like, okay, we'll still buy Freddie gifts, like poor thing. Like
yeah.
He's out here struggling.
Oh my gosh, same for my brother. And I don't expect that my brother's out here, like he has a job now, but he like I don't expect that he's buying my own Christmas gift. Like, oh my gosh, absolutely not.
Yeah,
like,
I don't expect anything from Freddie.
Yeah. Well, my parents like get something and then they sign my brother's name on it. My brother's like, oh, I guess I got you.
Yeah. That happened in the past. I'm curious to see what Freddie will do this year.
I think it's more about the thought, though. I actually asked for this year. We can just kick it right off what we asked for. I put on there like a photo gift and I don't know what they're going to do with it, but I It was so, Morgan got us a great gift today.
So sweet.
So sweet. She made us like these little calendars.
Personalized calendars.
Pictures from our Instagram.
That was so sweet.
So sweet. So thoughtful. And I think something like that to me goes so much farther than like, you know, not anything of a dollar amount, but of course I would much rather receive a photo gift. Like I had a really big year with, you know, graduating college, moving to Boston, all that. I would love like a photo book or something.
I like that. Yeah, that's what I kind of did too. I was like, an experience. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, you
like,
did? That's cool.
I mean, I said that. I didn't write that, but like, they're like, what do you, I was like, I don't know. Like, I just like doing things with you guys.
Yeah,
like,
that's
fun
cool.
stuff. Like, I always think like giving a like concert tickets to someone is always like, a really good idea. Or like, I don't know, stuff like
that. No, I love that.
Like for Christmas this year, Ryan got me a kombucha set and we made kombucha together.
It was so
really,
cute.
Really, really thoughtful.
I was like crying watching the vlog.
It was very, very, very sweet. So stuff like that. So you said photo gift. That's always cool. There's like lots of things you can do with photos too, like personalized calendar or what is that? What is that thing that you have? Those little photo
mixed
tiles.
They're great.
Mixed tiles.
Yeah.
Those are so cute.
I love something of
Polaroid
thought
stuff.
Or photo, or I think words go so far. I used to like write my mom up, which I really should do it again this year because she literally like cries and loves it.
Aww.
Like instead of writing a Christmas card, I would type something because like I'm better with my words when I type.
Same. Oh my God. I wish we could do that all the time. My cards would be so much better.
Yeah. And I just did it. I would still get her a card to be like Merry Christmas XOXO, but then I would like type up a whole thing of like, you know, this year we did this, this, and this. And
that's so sweet.
And it's cool because then you have it and like she saves it and she freaking loves it. And then she could look back and be like, look at this. Like I have this from 2012. Like that's so cool.
Wow, if I did that for my mom, she'd cry for literally 3 days. Love you, Mom. She's so emotional.
I haven't done it in a while either, but that's it was so sweet. I was in my mom's room yesterday, and I saw, like, peeping out of underneath her, like, she has, like, a flat mirror on her dresser, and it was this, like, old photo book that I made for her in first grade, and it was like, I love my mom. Like, we made it in school,
Moms
but she had it.
Like
I know.
So
she literally
cute.
Had it, like, under her mirror. I was like, Mom, I'm going to cry.
Aw, like, you saved that? My terrible artwork.
Yeah.
Isn't that so cute?
So I think that just shows that the thoughtful gifts go so much further.
Thoughtful gifts are always the best. And if someone doesn't appreciate a thoughtful gift, like, they need to exit the chat. Like, I love giving gifts where it's, like, someone mentioned something months ago, and then you, like, remember. Or,
oh, that's so cool. Or like, you see a need in their life.
Yeah, maybe they didn't know they needed it.
You know when you hang out with people and they're like, I've had this happen where I'm like, oh my gosh, you literally had this happen with someone recently. I'm like, you don't have enough hangers. Like, you're out of hangers.
Like, let me get you some hangers. Stuff like that, though. It's like, wow, like, thank you so much.
I know that's like such a weird thing, but, or like water bottles. I've seen people like, I'm like, you don't have, oh my gosh, you don't have a good water bottle.
You don't have like a Hydro Flask or something like where you can drink water.
Yeah.
That's really smart. And
paying
or
attention.
Like people, or like picking out outfits for people that they would never ever buy.
Yeah.
But then it's like their favorite shirt ever. I've like had things in the past, like my grandma would buy me these like really cute shirts that I would probably never buy. And they ended up being like some of my favorite clothing items back in the day.
All right, guys, the holiday shopping season is here, and this year your gift can start next year's good habit with Quip. Quip is something that's sure to put a smile on everyone's mouth because it's dental care they'll actually want to use every day, which is exciting. That's why Quip is the perfect thoughtful and practical gift with an electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and toothpaste, all intentionally designed to make good habits simple. The Quip electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations and a timer with 30-second pulses to guide your routine, and the Quip floss dispenser has pre-marked strings so you always use the right amount. Like what? Plus, Quip delivers brush heads, floss, and toothpaste refills every 3 months. You can join over 3 million happy customers and check everyone off your gift list right now with Quip. Just go to getquip.com/gals to save on gift sets and to get your first refill free with a refill plan. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/gals. getquip.com/gals.
I also like, so we're just gonna like list stuff off. Sephora gift sets are just so, they just win.
They do win, and that's a good gift if you're really not 100% sure.
Yes,
on someone like you're like, you know, I mean,
she's into beauty at all.
Categorize, yeah, but I think that even if you wear makeup at all, like it's cool to experiment with new stuff, and everybody could appreciate.
Yeah,
that.
And now they have like skincare sets, like
true.
The Sunday Riley, the Vault. I mean, that one's really expensive. But it literally is so dope. Or like the buxom lip sets. That's always a classic. Or do they still do the lash stash? Remember the lash stash?
Yeah, it's like you try all the mascaras and then you get a free full size. They have that for perfume too.
The perfume one, that one is so good, I think.
I asked for the AirPods Pro. I did.
So I want to put them in my ears first because that extra little, I don't know if it's going to bother me. You'll have to let me know if you get
them. They're back ordered till like January.
Really?
Yeah. So I won't even get, if I do get them, I won't even get them for Christmas. Yeah.
I'm so curious.
You know why I think they're interesting? Because with regular AirPods, the sound bleeds.
No, like, I know.
Totally. On so airplanes bad. And stuff, you
get
can't.
Looks and you're like, shoot, like, is my music that loud?
Ugh. And you hear outside noise too. So it bleeds out, but then you also hear, like, I could hear someone's conversation next to me with AirPods and I'm like, what? This makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's the complete opposite point of them.
I agree.
These are like, these are like selfish gifts. I mean, also Danielle made it very clear, like, these are like definitely things that we are so fortunate that we could buy for ourselves. But, you know, when my mom sent me up, like, I need gifts for you.
Suitcases. If you're ever needing like a new suitcase, that's always a good gift to give or get. Like, I'm really in the market for like a new stretchy suitcase. Cause I love these suitcases. Brooke and I both have these like hard top, really cool sleek ones, but like when I travel internationally, there's been times where I just like wanted a suitcase with like an outer pocket, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like on the market for one of those because they're not as cute, but they're really practical. When you have that outer pocket, there's just like,
they are very practical.
It's so nice. I also want like a pair of like slides would be nice. Like, for like going to spin and stuff.
I got my brother a pair.
Oh yeah, that's so sweet.
I did, yeah.
I know. I asked Freddie, I was like, "What do you want for Christmas?" And it was cute. He's like, "Can we just go like shopping? You can help me pick out winter clothes." Because now he goes to school in South Carolina, and it's so cold, and he is so underdressed. He like doesn't know how to dress for the winter because he's lived in Florida.
Oh my gosh, guys really do like when you shop for clothes with them because they really don't get it.
Podcast? Oh, it was Call Her Daddy.
It was. I know they said that. I heard that too.
And I was like, that is so true though. Like, I got Ryan a Henley shirt for Christmas, and he's worn it so many times. He's like, "I know you love it, so." Like, guys, like, love when you buy them something because they know you like it, so they're like, wear it.
Exactly.
I don't know. Like, I bought Freddie, like, Lululemon one time, and now he's like, oh, I'm going to wear it because, like, I know girls like it. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's so funny. Like, guys really don't know. And, like, when girls buy them clothes, they're like, okay, like,
they know
they probably
cool.
should
yeah.
wear this. Like, even though we should start tricking them and buying them silly things.
I know. We shouldn't see if they actually do it. We should start a trend.
Yeah, also anything Barefoot Dreams is on my radar. Like, guys, Barefoot Dreams blankets. Did you ever end up getting one?
No.
Dude, they're so soft. Yeah. Like, I am not like a big in bed gal, but that just makes me want to be in bed. That blanket. And they came out with PJs, Eber J pajamas, another
great
brand of pajamas.
I put those on my list. Yeah, pajamas are a nice gift.
Pajamas, candles. I wrote like anything horoscope related.
Ooh, I just got a new astrology journal from
Urban. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, do you have to like...
No, it's just like
prompts.
No, it literally just like it's blank pages. Oh, well, line pages, but the front says Aries. Yeah, I think those things are cool, especially if they're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, they have to be into it.
I mean, otherwise, then it's like, what the hell? I'm asking for some more. I know we talked about like drinking things. Like, yeah, that's cool. Like, if they're of age or, you know, they like drinking or whatever, like, that's cool.
Because I need more wine glasses.
That's useful. Wine glasses, an electric wine opener.
Dude, someone came to my apartment the other day and used it. Those are hype.
Mm-hmm.
They work so well.
They do. And it's kind of confusing sometimes when you just are like, nah, like, I just don't want to do it. And they're like 20 bucks. I think it's like a good little
that
stocking.
That is a fun little gift.
Yeah, it could be fun.
Stockings are my favorite. I cannot like wait one day to like be the stock. Like, that sounds weird, but like to like do stockings. Like, I love stockings.
I feel like I
always
that.
Like kind of do my mom's stocking. Like, I love it. Like, going to like Sephora, Nevada, and like all these places, just like buying little like.
That's cute.
I don't know why I think stockings are so fun.
I think that they are fun as well. We get like cute, practical things. That's where I get like my Starbucks gift cards and stuff like that.
Yeah, I always like looking like I didn't do this year necessarily, but if you have a friend like their favorite artist, like it's worth a shot to look and see if they're like going on tour the next year.
Yeah.
It is, you know,
yep.
Or like if they're coming to a venue near you, like you never know. Like, I've gotten a lot of concerts recently because I just like decided to search that person and see if they were coming nearby. Or like, I'm trying to think, like Top Golf's always a fun thing, stuff like that, experiences, because then it makes it last longer and like there's more to do, and it's like fun. I don't know. I'm big into experiences lately.
I also asked for just other adulting things like cooking pans.
That's so adult of you.
Yeah, and this specific new air fryer, it has like a grill function on it.
Ooh,
it's a Ninja. It's like a 5-in-1 or something. Oh, I think baby. It's cool to get stuff like that too, because that's thoughtful. Then it's like, oh, I have these pans that, like, you know, my mommy got me. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's practical gifts.
A thoughtful pan.
Yeah, it's not just a regular pan. It has thought.
No, yeah, I know what you mean. Like stuff that
has meaning, and
it's like, well, you actually use it literally practical all the time.
yeah I think, yeah, it's easy to tell. That's the thing with my parents, is that I don't see them day to day anymore, so it's hard for me to pinpoint what they need. But with your friends, like, you can figure it out because you're with them all the time, probably. Yeah. Especially your college friends. Oh my god, it's so easy.
I know. Oh my god, my dad's giving me the best gift ever. He already told me. He was like, While I'm away in New York, I had to drive home. Well, I like to drive home winter break because I want my car, but I need to get my car serviced and, like, get two new tires and, like, all the stuff. And if you guys watch my vlog, you know I really just hate doing anything with car things. I freak out. I call my dad. I don't know what to do. He's like, for Christmas, I'll take your car in and get it serviced and get the tires changed, and it'll be just done when you're back. And I'm like, that's literally the best Christmas gift ever. Like, don't get me anything else. Please just do that. Like, thanks.
I'm here for 5 love languages, acts of service.
I want to, like, retake that, because I really thought mine would be reassurance, and it wasn't.
Reassurance isn't an option.
Or what's, words of affirmation. That's what.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, yours, that was, like, overwhelmingly mine. Really?
Mine was, like, touch.
Whoa.
I know. I am touchy.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not really, though.
Not to the point that, but sometimes some people need it for security purposes, but, like,
I mean, I love
you feel more comfortable when your partner would give you a hug versus be like, I'm so proud of you. But I don't know. That's a youth.
Maybe. What are the other ones?
Acts of service. So that's like if someone, you know, cleans your room, puts dishes in the dishwasher, stuff like that.
Words of affirmation.
Gifts. And quality time is the other one.
Oh, mine was quality time and touch.
Oh, quality time is very you.
Yeah.
You're very much so, like, you want to be, like, you know, off the phone, like.
Yeah, you're right.
In the moment. So I totally see that for you.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know what I need to do again is my Enneagram test. What's yours?
Yeah, I got.
I feel like it's common. Just changes.
Mine just can't be. Like, mine said 3, wing 2 or whatever the heck. I think. Is that yours?
Mine was either a 1 or a 3.
Okay, mine was wrong, because
I think
this one
was
like the overachiever, and I like breaks too much to be that big of an overachiever, unfortunately, so I need to redo.
I don't know, lately you've been really impressing me.
Wow.
Like,
thank you.
If you would have said that, like, come on, to go, like, yeah, like, you like your breaks, and you do like your breaks, but I don't know, you've been, like, on your grind lately. Like, Brooke will be like we'll get our, like, ad schedule for, like, the next week for the podcast, and I'm like, I, like, wait until, like, I really have time, and she's like, I just did them, and I'm like, holy crap, like, we just got them 5 minutes ago,
and I'm just like, I just would rather knock it out. I have decided that I hate having a laundry list of things to do. Like, if I could just, wow,
NYC sound.
What's that rap song? It's like, New York better be quiet, because I'm gonna record in here.
New York don't have to be quiet. Girls,
ASAP Ferg.
Is something in Paris.
No, I thought it's ASAP Ferg.
Girls, motherfuckers gonna hurt.
Oh.
Bad word in Paris.
Yeah, I thought that it was something else. Wait, really? I thought that it was Gucci down to the socks.
Oh, Gucci down to the south, baby, girl, yeah.
In my Tommy boxes,
you should put in work. Work.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. No, don't know how to be quiet. I'm recording in here.
Is that really that?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. You're right. Because I listen to that song way more than the other one. Yeah, it's this song.
Oh my gosh. Well,
put in work. Oh, I love this song. Gucci down to the south. I don't even know the words. I'm just
I only know the first line.
Babe, kick it, girl. Yeah. What is it with my tummy?
Gucci down to the tights. Like a
Gucci. Yeah, guys, Brooke has the cutest Gucci tights. I need to buy new tights because they are
a little bougie, but I will say, worth the investment.
They're bougie, but worthy.
Someone commented, they're like, you're going to, like, drunkenly rip them or something. But honestly, they're the type of material that they're not like the tights that you wore today, like, that rip up.
Yeah, mine were like $4 from H&M, so the difference. Yeah.
No, but the ones that I put on are, they have holes in them already. So they're not the type that are like ripping up your leg.
Yeah, yeah. They're like pre-ripped. Not pre-ripped, but they like have holes.
It's like,
and,
almost
like they're
a fishnet, but they're not.
They are fishnet, I'd say, kind of. Like, not fishnet. Like a classy fishnet with Gucci logo in it.
Classy.
Be classy.
It is engagement season. It's in full swing, you guys. It started like around Thanksgiving and it's spanning through Valentine's Day. Are you guys seeing this trend in your own circle or on social media? Because I know that I am. And that's where, ta-da, Zola comes into this. Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful with wedding websites, registry, invites, and a guest list manager all in one place. Zola has free wedding website designs. You guys, they have like 100 gorgeous designs. It's super easy to create your own website in minutes. They have some really cool website features too. They have like an FAQ page, an online RSVP page, and guests can shop your registry right on the site. They also have the highest rated registry of all time. So you can register for your gifts, experiences, and honeymoon funds. We love that. You can add gifts from other stores or sync your existing registries. It's all of the benefits you and your guests want. They have free shipping and returns, free and easy exchanges, 20% off post-wedding discount. Okay. Price matching and group gifting. Plus, Zola also offers beautiful, affordable invites and papers. You can shop the entire paper suite on Zola, from save the dates to invites and thank yous. They're all designed to match your wedding website too, so keep that branding intact. You can customize it with your own photos, boarding, and they even help you collect your addresses and track online RSVPs with their free guest list manager. Zola has helped 1 million couples get married, and they can help you too. Sign up at zola.com/galsonthego today for your free personal paper sample. Then use code SAVE50 to get 50% off your save the dates. That's zola.com/galsonthego and use the promo code SAVE50. So what were we talking about? Gift ideas, Enneagram. Oh, so I'm going to retake the Enneagram. Well, thank you for the compliment on the workload. Put
yes,
in work.
Of course, hello. Darling.
Yeah, I just have decided that I already have a perpetual never-ending list of things to do, which is great. I'm thankful for it. But why add something to do it when I also have been trying to practice that whole like 5-second rule thing? Like, okay, if I could just determine to do it now, I
That's
might as
so
well.
True.
Like, if you're sitting in front of your computer, the freaking podcast mic is there anyways, you might as well just record. That's just an example for one thing. But for a video, like, oh, I have to make these edits for this brand or something.
It's right in front of you. Just do it
it's
now.
It's literally just.
I like that 5-second thing. I've never heard that, because there is this 5 seconds of, oh, I could do that right now, and then I like change my mind. Just do it.
If you have enough time to think about it and ponder it
and be like okay with the idea of doing
it, you should probably act on the motivation that you have then, because you're going to feel so much better after. And then think about the time you're saving yourself later, because that's like the worst, when you're like, oh, I'll do it, you know, later when I get back from hanging out with my friends. You're probably not going to do it. Like, let's face the facts.
Yeah.
And then
no.
It goes, and then it's pushed off a whole nother day.
That
I'm thinking
so
of like
true.
When I used to do it for school stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have to, oh my gosh, I typed my essay, but I have to turn it in. I'll hand it in, I'll do it tomorrow.
Just do it now. Just do it now. That's so true. I'm going to like try and think about that next time I like have a thought like that.
It's a good challenge. I'm here for like, you know, pushing ourselves to be. I also got Twitter fingers about the 2020 stuff. Did you see all that?
Oh, Brooke, I have your post notifications on. Girl.
Yeah,
I
know. I
see
you
them
need
all.
To turn that off, because sometimes I go off. So
no, Brooke will go off and I'll text her immediately like, girl.
Yeah, she does. She's, I know.
I'm so bad.
And I know it's coming.
So
I go, in 2020, we are prioritizing ourselves and our personal all caps goals.
I loved it.
I just decided 2020 is going to be my year. And I think it should be. So what should we do? Should we start like some sort of challenge? However, I have found someone told me that even years are the good years for them. I strongly disagree. The odd years are where it's at for my life.
Yeah. And 2017 wasn't incredible for me. Like, it wasn't bad, but 2019 was a really good year for me. Like,
yeah, this
was
like, a great year.
I was like thinking about it and like, it was a good year.
You know how most people finish up the year, they're like, thank God it's the next year. I'm like, this was a great year.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't feel that. I am the same way. I'm like, I don't feel like 2018, I was like, okay, I'm ready for a new year. But I'm not like really ready for the new year. Would you agree? Like, I'm excited, but I'm not like, oh my God, this year was terrible.
No, I
like,
feel that.
The
no,
next
me
era.
Either. Actually, I'm like nervous. It's actually crazy. This is one of the first times that I've had such a good year that I'm like, I'm nervous that next year won't be as good as this year.
I know, right? That's so true. Oh my God. No, we just have to make it better. It's just a challenge.
It is going to be better. It's just always that fear in your mind of you're like, wow, can it top this? Not that I don't think the best is yet to come for me, like genuinely, but I don't know if you believe that.
You do think the best?
I think that the best is yet to come.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I thought you were like, I don't think anything good is happening in the future.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
depressing.
Saying I haven't experienced the best of my life yet by any means. But at the same time, it's when you have a good year and you're like, shit, like this was kind of like a really good moment for me.
Oh, yeah. It's like terrifying. It's like, it's scary. I hope more things are still good to come. Like you think there are, but it's just crazy. That's just how cool life is. Like there's always fun things sprayed at you. That's very strange.
Honestly, okay. Cheesy as it is, they said in the show tonight, I'm going to bring it up. They were like, there's, I don't know how they said it about magic in every day, but like there's magic everywhere. You just have to like kind of like find it. I'm like, it's so cheesy.
It's so true.
It's so cheesy. But I was thinking about it. I was like, honestly, it is so true. Because you could be, it's always like the party you don't want. I mean, literally with you meeting Ryan, you said it.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's always the party you don't want to go to. The event that you're like, I can't believe I have to go. Or, you know, the class you didn't want to take, or like, it's always that changes your life.
It's so true. It's like seeing the glass half full or half empty, like just taking your situations and deciding if you're going to make it good or not for yourself. Like if you're going to be positive about it and see where it goes, or if you're going to be negative and closed off and be like, me, 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 me.
And life is a series of, you know, chances and like, it depends
life is crazy
if you're gonna take
weird.
It or not. Yeah, this manifestation episode that I was listening to, I told you about another podcast It was like life is going to throw tests at you and it's going to be like something that is almost everything that you need, but it's missing one critical thing. And it's like, are you going to take it or are you going to pass on it and like keep moving forward? And it's like how life is like constantly testing you. And it was just like, it had me go and I was like, wow.
That is crazy. It's like you don't want to know what you're supposed to do in the future, like what you're going to end up doing.
And you're not supposed to know.
But it is scary.
Who knows? Like, you literally don't know. Your life could change tomorrow in a good or bad way.
So, I agree.
I like the mystery a little bit. Oh my gosh. And then we said something about the mystery because then they had like this whole bit of the show where like there was Santa's cup popping out everywhere. I was like, Santa's going to pop up next to me.
The mystery. Yeah, I know. Brooke and I are cracking up. Like it's so, I forgot how much I love being, I mean, I know how much I love being around Brooke, but we were really cracking each other up tonight. We were being so annoying, but like, I'm
I miss
here
not
for
living
it.
In the same city. It makes me sad.
I know. We like lived together for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Same city at least, like down the road.
I know. I'm not worried about it. I feel like in the future we'll be near each other again. Whether it's both in the Northeast, I don't know. I'm just like not worried.
Northeast, please. I don't want to leave again.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in the Northeast at one point. I'm like,
oh, my God.
I'm not moving out to LA, I don't think. So we'll be near.
Oh.
T. No, everyone
It's
knows
always
that.
The place you say you won't move. I'm kidding.
Dude, if I moved to LA, that would just be a whole plot twist for me.
That would be, because you're East Coaster.
That'd be very random. I don't have family there. Like, I got nothing over there.
Yeah, there's really not much
I like
happening.
Visiting. We both enjoy visiting.
Visiting in 2020, we shouldn't visit.
We will definitely visit. We have so many friends there, but I don't know. This episode has been all over the place. It was like a gift guide turned New Year's resolutions turned
things we learned.
Things we learned. I know. We should have done an episode like that. We weren't ready to get that deep tonight, though. We were just like, yeah, let's just like chat.
Yeah, I figured we would do like a different
It's crazy how many people listen to this podcast. Sometimes I'm like, wow, like we just like really just chat. But,
I know. I wonder if people care.
I know. I hope you guys let us know in the Facebook group or wherever. If you guys enjoyed this episode, I mean, be nice, please. But like, I think they did.
Yeah, I like being a little sporadic, a little all over the place.
It's fun because we would have had this conversation probably without the mics on in this room tonight. So it's nice that we got it on recording. And
it's so cool that we could look back on them. Have you ever thought about that? Because I started listening to some old ones just randomly. Not the whole thing, but just
I
like
listened to some old ones from January and February. It's crazy
how much we've changed.
So crazy. It's so entertaining too. It was our late night episode. That's the one I listened to. It's so funny. Like we called it the late night one.
Someone like snapped me a nude and I was like,
yeah, it was the Snapchat one.
That was so random.
That was so shocked by that. I was like, whoa.
Who does that?
That person. Really weird. Well, should we wrap this up? Because I really have to pee.
Yeah, we can wrap it up. And it's late, and we have to go to
Seoul
in the morning. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We love and appreciate you so much. I'm sure you guys can tell Honestly, you guys are such an integral part of our lives.
Integral. Love the word. It's very true. Like, we literally, like, don't we always talk about you guys. We're like, gals on the go. We're like, did you see this person did this? Like,
I know. My mom was like, the engagements. I'm like, I know. I saw it.
I know. Yeah, my mom's really heavily involved too. Like, now she's in the Facebook group. And, like,
I love it.
Both of our moms are, like, so here for it. And, like, it's just, like, it's the lifestyle at this point. Gals on the go.
It's
and I love
G-O-T-G,
it.
Like, get up and go.
Get up and go, baby. So we love you guys. Hope you have an amazing winter break. Hopefully finals are going well for you guys.
Yeah.
If you're going through that.
Good luck.
Good luck. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.